Caleb. Thanks for taking the net this evening. And thanks for jumping in as the T-Barge net was not held this evening, so that was nice of you to be able to jump in early. Let's see, satellites. Yes, of course, we do that, and I'd be happy to walk you through it at some point. You want a directional gain antenna, so the both two popular are an arrow antenna, arrow like the bow and arrow, and the elk antenna. Those both are 2 meter and 440, and you'll need both of those, dual band 440. If you want to have a stationary setup, people are using egg beaters. I also have design for an antenna that I built, which is dual Moxon phase, 90 degrees out of phase, that can be held, and they'll keep you from having to track the satellites. Most people just hold the arrow antenna and track it. You'll need to know the frequency of the uplink and the frequency of the downlink, when they're coming over, and then how to operate your handheld radio, which is best if it's a full duplex, but if it's not, you can still do it. You just have to be able to transmit, change your transmit and your receive frequencies independently, so you can change for the Doppler shift as the satellite tracks across the sky. I'll leave you with that. There's plenty many more, and if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call, or we can get together and do a demo at some point. See, as far as my conversation for this evening, I just returned from a week of riding in Manitoulin Island in Ontario. Brad will know where that is, and had a wonderful time there. Yeah, got in some great mileage and great scenery, and it's a wonderful part of Canada to be in, and if you haven't been there, I highly recommend it. Then we came back through Parry Sound and then up through Sault Ste. Marie and spent the night on the American side after we cleared customs. Wanted to make sure that we would be able to get allowed back into our own country. Tried to reach Brad on his repeater, and I was not able to make a connection for some reason. It connected earlier in the spring, but wasn't able to connect on this time, so I was just pleased to say hello. So I'll take the opportunity tonight, Brad, to say hello to you, KFJW, and with that, I think that's about it. That's all I have going on here at the moment. So I'll pass it back to Nat and wish everybody a wonderful evening. WATCM, this is WX1J, back to Nat.